Welcome back. Let's continue forward with our goal to determine whether the amino acids in glutathione are R or S. In the first step, we learned how to identify chiral centers. Next, we need to assign what chemists call priorities to each of the four unique groups attached to the chiral center. We assign priorities using a set of rules called the Kahn-Ingold-Prelog system. Let's learn the rules for this system together. Each group attached to the chiral center is assigned a priority value, numbered 1 through 4, and is assigned based on the atomic number. The higher the atomic number, the higher the priority of the group. The highest priority group is assigned a value of 1, and the lowest priority group is assigned a value of 4. Let's use this molecule as an example. We can only use the Kahn-Ingold-Prelog system on a chiral center, so we would first need to find any chiral centers. The highlighted carbon is a chiral center because it is bonded to four unique groups. Next, we need to look at the atomic number for each atom directly attached to the chiral center. The oxygen atom has the highest priority of 1 because it has the highest atomic number. The nitrogen atom has the second highest atomic number, which means that it has priority 2. Carbon has the third highest atomic number, so it is priority 3. And finally, hydrogen has the lowest atomic number, so it is priority 4. You might be wondering, what do we do with these priority values? Unfortunately, you'll need to wait until step 3 to learn this. Hold tight, because it is easier to first learn how to assign priorities, and then, see what we do with them. Let's practice! Please assign priorities to each of the groups attached to the chiral center in the molecule shown. First, we need to identify the atomic number for each atom directly attached to the chiral center. Hydrogen is 1. Chlorine is 17. Oxygen is 8. And carbon is 6. If we put these in order from highest to lowest in terms of atomic number, chlorine is the highest, so it is priority 1. And oxygen is next, so it is priority 2. Carbon is third highest, so it is priority 3. And hydrogen is the lowest, so it is priority 4. Let's explore a more complicated example. Predict the priorities of the groups attached to the chiral center. Click next to see if your prediction is correct. First, let's identify the chiral center. Now we need to assign priorities to the atoms directly attached to this chiral center. Next, we need to identify the atomic numbers for each of these atoms. Oxygen is the highest priority because it has the highest atomic number. And hydrogen is the lowest priority because it has the lowest atomic number. But wait, the other two groups are both carbons. Therefore, there is a tie. So, which group gets priority 2? To break the tie, we will need to move beyond these carbon atoms to the atoms bonded to them. Here, the carbon on the left is bonded to a carbon and two hydrogen atoms. The carbon on the right is bonded to an oxygen and a carbon atom, but because it has a double bond with the oxygen, oxygen is counted twice. Next, we need to compare the atomic numbers of the atoms on the left to the ones on the right. Carbon has the highest atomic number of the atoms on the left. And oxygen has the highest atomic number of the atoms on the right. Since oxygen has a higher atomic number than carbon, the right side has the higher priority of 2 and the left side is priority 3. Think of poker. The highest card wins the hand. Let's practice. Great job! We're getting a little closer to assigning R and S to the amino acids in glutathione. Let's document your progress in your laboratory notebook. Open your notebook to view your new Priority Master Badge.